to take a seat. We have a couple of special guests with us this morning. Who knows who Tisha Thompson is? Excellent, a few hands. Well, by the end of this morning, you will all know Tisha. Do you need me to invite the kids to go out? And who? Oh, the youth and kids, you're having a combined morning. Okay, all of the youth and kids, you can go out and you'll just have to come and ask the rest of us about Coach and Mosaic Life Care and all that because you're going to miss that, but that's good. Go and enjoy your pajama party and the other things you get up to. Sorry, Tisha is the new staff member. I say new, Tisha started nearly 3 months ago, is that about right, in our Mosaic Life Care role, and I'm very excited to have her here this morning. She's going to share with us a little bit about the first few months and what she's up to and what Mosaic Life Care is up to, so please give her a warm welcome. Tisha, come and join us up the front. Now, I don't know how you answered the questions on outreach and serving the local community and whether we provide enough opportunities. If you answered in the, oh, I'm not sure or not enough, what a perfect opportunity. Tisha's going to invite you to consider some more opportunities and ways that Mosaic is hoping to connect with needs in our local community. So, yeah, Tisha, thank you so much.
I think I'm a bit shorter than you, Andy. It's really nice you're back. Some of you I do remember, of course, and some of you I hope to get to know better after the service. About 10 years ago, roughly, I moved to Darwin. Before that, I was worshipping here. And so I have visited the other churches. This is actually a third church. It was first in line, but then Andy had a brunch happening. So I hope you all enjoyed that. But at Paige last week, I was asked to share a bit about my baptism. And I guess that's a good opportunity to give a bit of insight into who I am as a person and hopefully gain more understanding about who I am for those who I already know, and I'm thankful for that. So I actually was baptized when I was worshiping here regularly, so that's a nice little coincidence, praise God. Yeah, Anne was there. I'm just trying to think who else was there. It's a little while ago, forgive my memory, but there's a recording which was unexpectedly a real gift, and I do listen to it from time to time. Jeff Pingelli, who was past pastor here at the service, he was MC because I was dedicated in Sydney by Lynn Tho, for those of you who might recognise his name, when he was serving at San Susi. That's how old I am. And he was serving at Hughes, and I didn't realise it. So at the time, Everett had just the one service, and so I would go to Hughes of an evening, and don't ask me why, the Holy Spirit probably, just went there one night and he was serving there. So I would do both, which is why we did my baptism on a Saturday, because then more people could come and you got two churches gathering to share. But that was a real gift. And what I really enjoyed about being baptized at 30 was I was old enough to kind of learn and reflect and chat to people about how I was different in knowing Jesus in a personal relationship. In my teens, I would give back Christian things, and God clearly has a sense of humor. I'm the one who then went to Bible college in my adult years. But I think it was just around, you know, it's really hard to reconcile, I think, for some people, and certainly for me, seeing the words and then seeing that people don't always follow them. You know, we're all sinners saved by grace. And so it took meeting some people of a similar age to me when I was living in New Zealand. My godmother would say I learnt to hear the still whisper of God up there in the peace and no mobile phone reception. That was a novel concept, but great fun. And yeah, and it was just meeting people who had a real living faith, probably. I could see that their love for Christ really made a difference and there was a joy in them. And I guess that was enough for me to get over the why doesn't that make sense and why doesn't 1 + 1 = 2 in terms of action and thought and heart. So yeah, it's been an ongoing journey. I'm really thankful that God has graciously sort of walked me through that. But yeah, there's a baptismal pool there, which is a bit like a lane. So that was also great fun on the day to kind of be dunked. I just have a photo with a big beaming smile of joy. So anyone who hasn't yet been baptized or is thinking about baptism, I'd really encourage you to talk to Andy or even just people that you know who have faith in Christ. For me, it was actually, I was being mentored by Jeff, and then I went to Melbourne for my brother-in-law's baptism, and they kind of did a bit of an altar call, for lack of a better description, said on the day, oh, you know, and I kind of went up and they asked me a question. Don't ask me what that question was, but I couldn't answer it in a way that they were happy to baptize me, and they sent me back to my church and said, go and talk to your pastor. We really don't want to, you know, do the wrong thing. Anyway, patience is a virtue. It also is the work of the Holy Spirit. But anyway, I think what I'm trying to say is that don't let hurdles and barriers stop you from persevering in declaring your faith publicly. And it's a real gift and joy for me to have that experience. And I know that it's a gift and joy for others, having heard other people's reflections on the day. So yeah, that would be my encouragement. Because I have a little bit longer to actually share today, I did prepare a devotion. So we'll see how much I actually read word for word in learning that at some point we obviously want to have morning tea. But I will be a bit more accurate in what I'm reading just for this part of what I've prepared for you this morning. So because I had a bit of extra time, I thought I might touch base just on friendship and sort of just look at that, you know, from a biblical perspective without going into too much depth in the time I've got this morning. So yeah, you've probably heard it said that if you want a friend, be a good friend. But friendship obviously means, it's hard to say exactly what it is, because it means different things to different people. And I think it's fair to say that you have healthy versions of friendship and you have not so healthy versions of friendship. So it's just a reflection, you know, you've got fake friends. You've got Facebook friends. Some of them are true friends. Some of them are kind of more acquaintances. And there's also fair weather friends, you know, those people who show up and you're thankful for them, but also are not necessarily the faithful ones that you can count on in those times of trouble. Jesus, of course, is our greatest friend and he's the one that's the true friend. But I was sort of reflecting a bit about a good friendship is healthy, safe, and reciprocal. And good friendships usually come through discernment and patience, which are, of course, qualities of God's love that we find in the New Testament. So it involves faithfulness, commitment, and humility. I think it's fair to say any longevity of friendship needs forgiveness, grace, and truth in the right timing when required to. And it's fair to say that good lifelong marriages or other friendships that are long-lasting are built not only on the solid rock of Christ, but on an actual faithful friendship that reflects those qualities as well. Shared love and integrity. So my mother, thanks for coming today, Mum. I'm really thankful you're here. Mum used to be here at the time as well a little while back, if you want to catch up with her. So Mum once told me, don't ask me when, but it stuck with me, so she has some good wisdom. Friends can be for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. And if you're anything like me, you'll have experienced relationships in each of these ways. But a dependable friend is especially valuable. So we have scripture such as Proverbs 18:24. This one. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So this is one of only many verses in the scriptures that are related to friendship. Jesus, of course, as I mentioned, is our closest friend and companion. And he's a friend of sinners who laid down his life in love so that we might live. So it brings us to John 15:13. It says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Another well-known friendship in the Bible is between Jonathan and David. I'm not sure how many, probably more than in the later congregation today, but not sure how many are familiar with this part of the Old Testament. Often when we think of King David, we think of this courageous hero who's a repentant sinner, who's musically gifted and anointed out of the usual birth order to be king over Israel. However, his friendship with Jonathan, who is King Saul's son and heir apparent, highlights the power of Christ-like love, companionship and faithful devotion in surrender to the will of God. So I'll read just a small part of 1 Samuel narrative that reveals this powerful covenant connection and how positively God uses this to bring about his good purposes. So we have 1 Samuel 18, 1 to 4, David and Jonathan's friendship. As soon as he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would not let him return to his father's house. Then Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was on him and gave it to David, and his armor and even his sword, and his bow and his belt. So these verses come right after David defeats Goliath in his youth with a single stone shot from his sling. They highlight the loyal, faithful, protective, kindred spirit friendship between these two men in what can best be described as brotherly love. Jesus has much to say about such relationships, but in the interest of me not talking your ears off, what I love about this short scripture is that it exemplifies and preemptively fulfills Jesus' later commandments to love one another. It also demonstrates surrendered hearts in accordance with Christ's instructions in Matthew 22:37-39, and says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbour as yourself." So I'm a great believer that such love is only made possible in surrendered hearts to God's steadfast love and ever-present help. It's also fair to say that such friends are rare and hard to find. So it's also true that not all people have these friends in our lives. I think for those of us who have the blessing and gift of faithful Christian friends, really, who actually show us Christ-like love, we take for granted, or at least I do sometimes, that that is a gift that not everyone has access to. And I guess that's a bit where I link into coach and how that can help those who either don't have those friends in their lives or would benefit from additional one in this season. So coach, I don't know, can anyone raise their hands if they're familiar with coach? I'm not sure what's been shared with the churches until now. Great, okay, a little bit, fantastic. Do you want to give it a go as to what the acronym stands for? This will be stretching the memory, but...
It will be. It's picking up on creating opportunities and
something about hope. Yep, casting hope. I think that's brilliant effort, seeing as you had the training in March from memory. Yes, and you probably haven't touched it since, so good job, thank you. So we did do some training before I started. So Andy mentioned I started in July with Mosaic Life Care, and that was a real gift. And I found out later when I was reading some prayer things that when I was discerning about the job, apparently people in the church were praying for that role at the time. I sort of had that prompting of, oh, it'd be nice to use my skills a bit more. My background's social science, and I do chaplaincy on the days that I'm not with Mosaic Life Care. So I'm quite passionate about the people side and the outreach work in that way. It's not evangelism, but there's a bit more freedom in this space to talk about Jesus, and they do have a lot of stats that are coming out of the program that was started up in Melbourne between Crossway Life Care and Mission Australia. I think more than half of the people who actually go through the 12 months often will then become part of a faith community if they're not already. So that's a really exciting thing for us, but also to clarify, it's not the purpose of the program in and of itself. It's really just how can we as Christians share our love and faith and hope in Christ with people on the margins who are experiencing isolation or all those sorts of things. And yeah, that's really, and this is the vessel for it, is probably a good way to think about that. They say it's a friend with purpose. So we match men with men and women with women for the purpose of it is a brotherly and sisterly love relationship in that way. And I guess the benefits I'm learning about this program is it's not a crisis one. And I'm learning that we're a bit unusual, if not unique, in that it's actually not geared towards people in the middle of crisis. So if you know people who need help and they're in that space, please still bring them to the church. We want to help. But this program's really more geared towards people who are in stable situations that are safe. And that would benefit from regularly meeting on a weekly or fortnightly, or I'm meeting with someone on a sort of roughly every 3 weeks basis. It's really to meet the needs of the participants. It's really geared towards that person-centred care of who needs help and how can we support you in an encouraging and positive way. And just build those confidences and encouragements that people don't always have in their lives. And that will hopefully help them to achieve some goals, which brings me to the next slide. Yep. So I won't read them all out for you, but it is very flexible in its nature. People like Andy who have been through training, Tessa who will hop up very soon, I'm very thankful for her kindness, and others. It's people are not trained professionals in counselling, all those sorts of things. But I know that a listening ear is invaluable, and I guess that's how I kind of look at it. It's a little bit like chaplaincy in that way. You don't need to have all the answers, but I also know from my studies and experiences, all those sorts of things, that just having someone who is committed to show up and see you and walk with you, that's more than half the battle in getting towards completing goals. So some people use it for education, some people use it because they're just, I don't know, for example, might be coming out of jail, all those sorts of things. So we do a bit of a screening process for people who are wanting or needing support, finding out what they're needing, and then similarly we'll do that with the people who are able and available to be mentors, and then we look to match people up who are, for lack of a better description, compatible in terms of meeting each other's
you know, it's useful to have boundaries, and if you're really not okay with working with someone who's just come out of jail, that's not a problem, but we will just match someone who is in that situation with someone who is able and comfortable with that. But yeah, that's an example. It is the families program that we're doing at the moment, so if you've sort of got people, it's, yeah, it's very flexible and fluid. I know in looking at coaches' sort of videos, they've certainly had people who have had, you know, single parents, for example, and then people have come alongside and mentored the kids as well. So there's a lot of scope, but of course, if you are interested in mentoring, that does mean, understandably, doing your working with vulnerable people. Even if you're not working with children, we are working with vulnerable people in this place, and it's a real privilege and an honour to do that, but it's also part of that process is doing the screening and the checks and balances to make sure it's safe for both people, yeah? And I think how to be involved. So prayer. I like to pray. And yeah, I just see that it really has to start with Christ. If you're thinking about ministry in any way, yes, we'd love to hear from you, but I really want you to pray first and make sure that's actually what God's asking of you and that you have the capacity to do that. Or if you feel that God's asking you to invite someone or to refer people, then of course that's a way to sort of start in considering that. We need some more board of directors. Now, I think from memory, James, Pastor James in Page is taking care of that. He's on the board. Cindy, who has been very kind and supportive and encouraging in teaching me in this time, is actually moving to Darwin in the not too distant future to complete some Aboriginal. She's doing some work with her PhD up there. So that means that we have a gap, and there's another person coming off the board soon, I believe, too. So my understanding is that you don't need governance experience, but if you're interested in leadership and you're interested in working with charities, this is a really good way to get involved. I think technically the closing date was Friday. I think there's such a thing as grace periods. If you're interested, if anything that I have said today sparks an interest, please feel free to reach out, either see me or Andy might have some knowledge, but certainly James is the one who's taking care of that. Participants. So, if you know of anyone who's in doing it tough or would benefit from someone walking with them faithfully, then please let us know. I have some brochures. I'll pop them. I hope that was okay in your little... whatever you want to call it, stand in the foyer. It's got my contact details on the back as well, so feel free to just share these with friends if you think that's going to be helpful. I also am quite realistic in that these things tend to take time because of trust that's needed in those places, and I know even for me, if I've been in a hard time, I will take time maybe to warm up to you, for example. So I'm honest and understanding about that. People in this space may not necessarily be just a brochure, it may just be a genuine conversation with someone. But yeah, please just keep that in mind, that information is there. And mentoring. So we are having a mentoring training date in late October, so we're now in this month. If you are interested in becoming a mentor, please feel free to let me know, or if you're not available for that date and you still would like to be trained up in that space, again, let me know. And of course, last but not least, if you know someone who you go, oh, well, that's not really my cup of tea, but I know this, you know, I've got a great friend and they're really good with people and they really enjoy listening and just drinking coffee or something similar. People are usually meeting in coffee shops at this time, as an FYI. So yeah, again, that would be a great way to get involved. Tessa has very kindly come along today to share a bit about her experience so far. So yeah, welcome, Tessa. I'm going to take a seat and let you have the mic.
Good morning. I usually attend the 8:45 service in Belconnen, so if I don't know you, we'll have a chat later. So I retired last year after 41 years as a radiation therapist. And I loved my job and I loved my patients. And I always had a very good relationship with my patients. And then it came to, I'm retired. Now what? I heard about this thing called coach, and I thought, I wonder. Oh no, I couldn't do that. Yes, you can. You can do that. So after a lot of soul searching and prayer, I kept thinking, no, I think this is what God wants me to do. So, still unsure, I took a step in faith and I became a friend with a purpose. So I've been mentoring now for well over a month. We meet once a week at a cafe. We enjoy a cup of coffee, a chat, and we chat about all things. At the beginning, it was getting to know my mentor, finding out about her, her life, what she's feeling, why she wants to be mentored. We chat for an hour or so. I like to encourage her, but most importantly, I listen to what she has to say. If I can give advice, maybe I do, or maybe I don't. It depends on the situation. I've enjoyed getting to know my mentor. She's a lovely young lady, and it's been wonderful to watch her grow as she learns about herself and what she's capable of. So if you're thinking about becoming a mentor, I encourage you to do it, because you never know what you'll learn about yourself or about them. So please feel free to chat afterwards. I'm here. And that's it.
Andy's going to do the kind honours of praying for us, I think. Yeah.
Thank you both for coming and sharing. And we just want to now turn to the Lord and pray for these guys. But I'm also going to pray for all of you who have been listening this morning. Father God, I just want to thank you so much for Tisha and her call into this role. Lord, the way you placed a burden on her heart for looking for ways that she could use her background and her gifts and get involved and the alignment of the opportunity with Mosaic Life Care. And we just give thanks for your leading and bringing her into this role. And we want to continue to pray, Lord, all your blessing and provision on Tisha. Lord God, continue to anoint her for this role as she builds relationships and bridges in the local community here in Canberra. God, with other churches and other not-for-profit organisations, Lord, and you just continue to open doors, Father, that Coach will be able to take root here in Canberra. Lord, that you will build the reputation of this Coach mentoring program so that more and more people can benefit from, friends with a purpose. Lord God, you have wired us for relationship. It's in the foundation of the creation story that you designed us to be like you, to exist in relationship, and you saw that it was not good for humans to walk alone and try and journey through life alone, and you recognize that and name that right at the beginning of Scripture. And Father, we want to just pray for this city of Canberra where on the surface things look so pretty and we have all our material needs, but Lord, there is hunger spiritually and there is loneliness and isolation and people trying to struggle through life without having the right people and the right friendships in place to strengthen them and support them. And God, we want to just pray that you might use Coach to really bless this city. There is just so many opportunities, so many people that we don't know about, but Lord, we surrender Coach into your hands and ask that you would use it and use us. God, look after Tisha and bless her as she continues on this journey. And Father, we just want to give thanks for Tessa and the new freedom in this season of life and just the desire of her heart to give back and to serve and find a way of using her time and her gifts. And God, I thank you for the wrestle. I thank you for the step of faith where she has stepped into something new, something different, taken a risk, gone beyond her comfort zone. And Lord, to now be at the point where she's getting to know a young person or younger person and walk alongside and starting to see the beauty and the potential of that. Lord, we want to pray over Tessa that you will bless her with great wisdom and discernment. Help her to know when to listen, when to speak. Lord, when to give advice and when to ask questions, when to just sit and smile and let silence do the heavy lifting. Lord God, we just pray that you'll bless this journey, and bless the young lady that Tessa is walking alongside at this time. God, we just give thanks for the opportunity. You tell us that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And Lord, I want to pray for us as a little humble congregation here in Everett. God, if there is any of us sitting here this morning who are wondering and pondering how to use their time, their gifts, Lord, if this is an opportunity that you would like someone to take a step of faith in and step forward in, I just pray that you might prompt them now this morning to come forward and talk to Tessa and hear her story a bit more, and to talk to Tisha and find out what it might look like to find out a bit more. God, bless this journey and this opportunity that we have to serve and be a part of our local community in ways that can share your love and your goodness with others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. So I think we're going to close with one more song, please come and talk to Tisha and Tessa and find out more about Coach and the opportunities there. Thanks, guys.